At 7:06, we have fair skies, 33 degrees in Tulsa, looking for a high of 63. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning in District Court, where we have two reports for you. We begin with Catherine Roberts, who tells us a high-profile murder trial wraps up with a conviction.
The jury says 21-year-old Amber Hilberling is guilty of pushing her husband, Joshua Hilberling, to his death out the window of their 25th floor apartment in 2011. The trial, which began last week, wrapped up Monday afternoon after 3 hours of deliberation by the jury, which recommended a 25-year prison sentence. The jury found Hilberling guilty of second-degree murder, the harsher of two choices, as prosecutors had also filed a first-degree manslaughter charge as an alternative. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Three Victory Christian Center employees, meanwhile, plead no contest to failing to report child abuse. Marshall Stewart has that story.
Two of the three charged with failing to report abuse will spend time in jail. Paul Willemstein, Anna George, and Harold Sullivan entered no contest pleas yesterday to single counts of failure to report child abuse. The three had waived their right to a jury trial. Willemstein and George were ordered to spend 30 days in jail with the remainder of their one-year term suspended. Sullivan also received a one-year suspended sentence but was not ordered to spend time in jail. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The two survivors of a plane crash in Indiana Sunday evening are being cared for at the South Bend Memorial Hospital. They are Jim Rogers and Christopher Evans. Now, two people died in that accident. One was Steve Davis, the former OU football quarterback. Darren Spoo is a pastor at the First Baptist Church here in Tulsa, where Davis was a member.
You know, his legacy, I would sum it up in this word, integrity.
The private jet from Tulsa left the Jones Riverside Airport on Sunday afternoon. Also killed was the pilot and the owner of the plane, Tulsa businessman Wes Caves. The Creek Nation is partnering with Jimmy Buffett to bring his Margaritaville Hotel and Casino to Tulsa. The formal announcement will be made later today at the River Spirit Casino. It is expected to be a 22-story hotel and add about 800 new jobs. The McLean High School Auditorium was the location for a public meeting on ways to address the academic deficiencies at the school. McLean and its feeder schools are among some of the lowest performing schools in the state, but the EdLabs program from Harvard University could address the problems. Tulsa School District spokesman Chris Payne says it is not cheap.
We are looking at donors. We've got donors that have stepped forward and trying to work through that, but they seem very committed to moving forward with this if we can get the board to pass it.
It would cost about $2,000 additional per year per student. It focuses on heavy tutoring, longer school days, and maybe even extending the school calendar. Broken Arrow's fire chief is stepping down next month. Jeff Vandola announced his resignation yesterday. He's accepting a job in the private sector. An important South Tulsa road project nears an end. Final asphalt topping is underway, and striping should begin next week on South Yale between 61st and 71st. It's a joint project between the city and the county. Chief County Engineer Tom Raines says when completed, it should greatly improve the traffic flow around St. Francis.
That was the primary purpose for helping the city on this, is the safety aspect, with the large amount of traffic and the health facilities and all.
The project has taken months more to complete than anticipated. Our weather forecast, sunny and nice today, 63 for a high, partly clear, cold tonight, 34 for a low. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair and 33. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.